Illinois University Library, Reunification Snow.
Speech! Speech! Hear, hear!
Okay, Michael.
What I want to talk about today was the getting RPGs in the libraries, and specifically in the public libraries, where they can get more exposure. As we've talked this whole weekend, you know, people talk about the negative publicity that RPGs get, and we can get around this one way by getting these RPGs in the libraries, getting gaming groups set up in the libraries, even having people just stop by while a game is going on and observe what's going on and see that we're not learning mystic spells to take people's souls and all of that jack chick stuff. So Tolkien actually provides a really good gateway for this, because every public library has at least one copy of either The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings. And most people have either read the books or at least seen the movies, and so they're passingly familiar with it. So this is a good gateway, because libraries are always concerned with what is it going to do for our collection? How is it going to enhance our services? Well, you can tie it then directly into the collection, and you're providing a service by generating more programming for the library. One of the best ways to do this is to first talk to the library administration and see if they would be even open to this idea. And then if they are, If they are interested in this, then you could take do a survey, or just ask patrons as they come into the library, would they be interested in this, to find out if there's just any public interest as well. Once you get that done, then the best way to go about it is to set up to actually write out a proposal and get as many hard numbers as you can, because library boards really like facts. And they like facts that make the library look better. You know, what are they going to get out of it numerically? I was just at a conference earlier this week on gaming in libraries, and the Charlotte Public Libraries or Charlottesville, South Carolina Public Libraries, noticed a 300% increase in the use of the reference desk when they started running gaming tournaments on consoles, nothing related to the collection really at all. They noticed this jump in reference use. So you can use things like that as a way to show that, you know, these programs add to library use. And if you get people interested coming in, you know, hey, I've never encountered any of this before, this is really fun, I want to read books on it, then you can circulate more of the core works or any secondary works that the library may have. The main drawback with these RPGs is that, well, all of them for Lord of the Rings is currently out of print. And hard to acquire for libraries, unless they can pick up a copy of Decipher somewhere fairly easily. So you could consider running a different system. Get a universal system like Dungeons and Dragons and adapt it using Hoth's AO rules. And if the library then has a problem with role-playing games, they might not have a problem with the computer-based role-playing games, which they seem to be more open to, because it's flashy, it's loud, it's digital, it's what they consider the future. You could maybe try and get a couple of copies of Lord of the Rings online, get that started. If that shows popularity, say, okay, now you've read the books, you've played this game with a set storyline, now with a tabletop RPG, you can create your own story about this. Sort of halfway in between those is what Chris had talked about, the text-based play-by-post or setting up live journals and then playing in a forum environment. That doesn't require as much investment by the library to get a copy of the game that maybe no one's interested in playing. It could also get around possible objections by organizations to having role-playing games in the library. So that would be a third option. So that, other than that, I would like to open up the floor then to questions, comments, concerns.
What about D20?
What about D20?
What about D20? Would D20 be the way that games, a current game system in the library?
D20 would be great if they could download Hawk's conversion to, for AI, is Lord of the Rings conversion. If people don't, they just want to play, or there's many free RPG systems out there that are settingless, like one off the top of my head would be Rises. It's not very numbers heavy, so it would be a way to get people that would see these RPGs and 900 pages worth of rules that you would need to read for D20, be scared off by it. Rises is 3.5 by 11 sheets of paper double sided. It's a very light system to get into. You could use it as an entry point. People enjoy it. You could come back and you could then introduce other more complex systems.
What are some of the objections that libraries have had about carrying role-playing gaming material of the paper kind?
The biggest objection, it isn't really an objection, it's more of a financial concern. Those items walk out the door. They get checked out and they never come back.
Do they have an option for then that it only can be accessed there in the library? Can't check them out?
Yes, the other option would be keep behind the reference desk in a non-circulating collection. The problem with that is that it gets shelved with all the other ready reference items and a lot of people tend not to use them. So the one thing you want with this is to have these books out on the shelf so people can see them if they shelf browse or have signage or whatnot saying, we have these available, ask at the reference desk.
How about a new system where the library can print it out on demand? It doesn't matter if people take stuff.
That gets into the whole licensing agreements that you'd have to work out with the companies.
Well, I see the point, but I was thinking in terms of if you create a generic system with some suggested ad hoc scenarios, of which no work on one, but basically the library, to make it easy for the library, you set up a website where the library can go and just download printable materials, put the rules and things like that. Gamers would have to come in, I guess, with their own dice.
Right.
But the library then wouldn't have to check anything out. But the game could be, it might take a little game design, but you could make actual library research part of the game.
And that would be definitely an option.
And I think Christina wanted to say something about that.
Actually, what I wanted to pick up on was your thing about if there's an objection in a particular library to role-playing games, just rename it. Rename what you're doing, like with the forum-based or email stuff. Call it a creative writing project.
Right, and that's where this kind of came from, is that on LiveJournal there are thousands of groups of teenage kids taking the characters from Harry Potter and doing what-if scenarios with them.
Right.
And that's what could be done with Lord of the Rings. You could take the original characters and say, here you go, we're going to start out at this point, what do you guys do? Or we could do like we're doing here, take a different time period and say, this is the situation, what are we going to do? And just have no rules whatsoever, and just all narrate it out. And it becomes a creative writing project.
I mean, here, I suppose it would depend on how many total resources a library had, but if you did something like that, you could also organize a game in which would require the players to actually do research in the library, like what does it say about this period that you're playing in, and, you know, this reference book, you know, or whatever.
Exactly, or have links to online sources, like Encyclopedia of Arda.
Yeah.
No!
Or whatever.
Whatever.
Carmen Dorian.
Other people were like that.
Can I just say? We have a question from Finland.
Okay.
In the chat room. He's listening live on the streaming. This is from Sir Wolf. He's usually in the Mercat chat room all the time. He says, in Finland, that in the youth section every Thursday, board gamers and such gather to play games. The libraries even have some mobile and gaming books there. And he says, unfortunately, though, they have very old games, but they have some free photocopied books, which is good. So that's just something he's commenting on there. And I just thought I'd like to share that with you from around the world.
And that's a great thing, too, is you can not just make it role-playing games, make it a gaming night, have board games, have war games. I know Games Workshop 2 years ago made a big push for their Warhammer 40K to get into libraries. You can see if they'd be willing to help with getting their Lord of the Rings war game, which is a simpler system than 40K and perhaps more accessible to the casual war gamer.
What do you do if the library's response to you when you ask them the question, would you like to put role-playing game books in your library? Response is, give us the books and then we'll decide what we're going to do with them. We'll sell them if we know what.
That's a collection development policy that you would have to discuss with the individual library. If they don't want to collect them, that's their prerogative, but there are some sites online that you could, once again, just try and use numbers to make your case that these would be something good to add to the collection, these would be used. It's growing in popularity. I think we're getting now on the downslope of all of this gaming stigmatism that was around in the 80s and 90s as it's made its way more into mainstream culture.
Excuse me. I had a question, but it just escaped my mind as I grabbed the microphone. It was related, oh yes, on the stipulation. If you donate materials to a library, can you stipulate their usage? So for example, say, you may have these as long as you allow them to be used on the facility, but if you decide you want to get rid of them, they need to return them, something to that effect. Is that ever allowed?
That is allowed. It depends on the institution again. At our particular institution, we do have some of these stipulations that a professor or an author would give us this set of materials, but it can never be deaccessioned, or it can only be used in this area, or whatever requirements they do put on.
What kind of approach do you recommend for requests for facilities? I mean, this sort of adding role-playing games to libraries and games in general, they really require facilities, rooms,
right,
and places to have snacks, sodas. I mean, they require facilities. What sort of approach in general do you recommend for people if they want to approach the library about not only adding gaming materials, but having a gaming night, for instance, to request facilities?
Gaming nights are fairly popular in a lot of public libraries. Most public libraries have a meeting room or several, depending on the size of the facility. I know Ann Arbor Public Libraries has many events, gaming events, mainly console gaming once again, and they have snacks and drinks and in their meeting room. Once again, it'd be something you need to work out with the library, you know, in concert with the library, see what they have available, or if they don't have the space. Some libraries actually have allow you to set up in the main collection at one or two of the tables, and actually have it in the public space. You want to well publicize that so people don't come into the library and hear a bunch of people hoot and holler and are scared off.
Yeah, and for years that's where I went for my game session, was the local library. Apparently this fellow in Finland posted that there's a team building room which they can borrow and use whatever they want. Same thing here in the States. And the libraries are usually quite open there in Finland about role-playing games. He says that unlike the board gamers have done his borrow room and set up shops every Thursday. And I comment back, yeah, I think some of them here is more about the materials aren't there though.
Right.
Available.
Right, yeah, and it's just, it's part of a matter too of getting work into the schedule of the library. Most of these computer and console gaming events are on monthly schedule.
Have you thought about what kind of structure to set up to encourage the introduction of role-playing games and bringing in new people that come by the libraries or that may not even visit libraries to find out about these kinds of events and ways to encourage people who are interested or to learn that they're interested in these kinds of things to get acquainted with each other, as well as to rotate the kinds of peoples that regularly attend these events so it's not the same people every time.
Sure. The best sort of it all comes down to advertising and marketing. The best advertising you can do is word of mouth. Have a successful event, and word will get out that get to talk to each other and say, hey, I did this, it was really cool, they're going to have it next month, or whatever, you know, whatever cycle you have set up. So they could bring in new people. Other libraries they set up either a wiki or part of the library webpage is dedicated to the gaming group. And it'll have all the announcements on the webpage. They do black and white flyers and hang them up in game shops, comic shops, all around town, just trying to get the word out there. And you can talk to the local newspapers, try and get an ad in the paper, possibly.
I have a question about how we might be able to do this. For example, I've got a website, Tolkien Studies on the Web, which really, I have done things with libraries. Now that I think about it, I probably could do some stuff with libraries. Google Books in particular will let you see, if you're looking at a particular book, they'll show you libraries that have signed in your system,
right,
that have copies of that book. So could we put together a kit that I could put on Tolkien Studies on the Web that would help people approach their libraries to initiate programs for gaming or discussion groups about not just, Tolkien or influence or anything like that, but about fantasy topics.
And that would be an excellent idea. Wizards of the Coast did that back in 2002. They did a big push. They would give away the introductory game and some literature on based on the experiences of one librarian in Arizona who set up a game group in her library. But if we could make something, do something generic, not generic, but more, not necessarily just strictly Tolkien folks, but more fantasy role-playing in general, and have it available, and yes, so people could, if they wanted to broach this with the library, have suggestions and whatnot, have it hosted.
We should discuss that.
We should. We can exchange emails and get this
and
this role.
It's got me thinking too. I mean, we have other minds for the most part under the GNU free documentation license. So I guess I should be talking to the library, shouldn't I, with that? Just getting it there, because it'll add adventures and stuff in that commission. More from Finland here. He says, as a reference to the role-playing game materials in libraries, references. Yes, materials are rare, but some libraries do carry Dungeons and Dragons. Actually, in Turku, the library had some new books. Doesn't think there's a policy there against role-playing games. The biggest problem here is that there's a lack of good rules in Finnish. Suomi. It says there's actually, of course, sections reserved for fantasy and science fiction books in Finland. And I said, oh, we're here. And I said, yeah, we have the same thing here. And it says rule books, though, are pretty rare. It says that's sad. Little smiley, very frown face there.
Besides talking to Middle-earth gamers here, wouldn't a logical next step for this type of presentation be to talk to the Library Association? Are there many librarians, or have you tried that?
I'm working on it. I've just started getting into the gaming and library connection. I have article actually under editorial review that's an overview of fantasy role playing and has a list of 7 games that if libraries want to start collecting, here's some fairly popular systems, start with those and you can build from there. So yes, hopefully I will in the future be able to present at various library conferences.
Okay.
Anybody else? The fellow here in Finland just sent somebody to come up. But he's listening that they do have some books in Finnish, but they're constantly borrowed, so they're really hard to get a hold of. Not saying they're getting lost, just that they're rarely checked out. And that right there would indicate a demand, though. You'd think maybe the libraries would be more responsive to that. Do they monitor that, like the level of constantly being checked out versus sitting on the shelves?
They do to a degree. The public services do use studies, and if they see a copy is being used quite a bit, then there's more requests for it. They'll, in the States in this day and age, they'll try and get it from someone else in their library network, in their library loan, a second copy. Or they may perhaps buy a second copy. The challenge that most libraries face, or like most people face, they run short on money in a hurry. So they have to really balance what community they're going to serve, how their money is going to be best spent.
The best thing we need to do is get as many role-playing gamers in as a staff in the library system and just take it over. And work their way up the, academic.
Exactly. Well, it's getting people into the libraries, getting people to ask for these books. Once you show that demand really goes up for them, and then it can benefit the library more than just them having to go out and buy more books, using the reference desk to access a guide online or...
So I see people all the time putting stuff up on eBay or elsewhere trying to sell off their background enterprises, workbooks and stuff. A lot of them say there's that to do it, etc. Some of them, it's just it's lying around, they want to get rid of it. For those people that's just lying around, they want to get rid of it, what's the best way to go about maybe considering donating to the local library? How should they approach their library or online, or what are resources available for doing donations?
There aren't really any nationwide policies because, once again, it varies from institution to institution. The best way to do it is call up your local library or wherever you want to donate these items and let them know what you've got, what their policy is on new donations, and or go meet them face-to-face and discuss it with them. It's usually the policies, donation policies, are fairly general. So you have to work out specific details once again with each institution.
Anybody else? Okay, I think we got a good. That's a good slot. That's about what we were shooting for. Or being on schedule here.
Sure.
All right. Well, thank you for this. Very nice. Appreciate it.
Thank you.